Your business is on the runway, ready for takeoff, yet your team is not even making contact. You're exhausted, and the business needs to make more money to stay successful. What do you do next? Welcome to Ask the Coach with professional business coach Oliver Basner. If you're ready to soar to new heights with your business and be the pilot of your own successful destiny, stay tuned. We're ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Oliver Basner.
Welcome to the show. Oliver Basner here with Ask the Coach. Pretty excited over the next four episodes. What we're going to talk about is the four success pieces to any great business. So let me just give you a little bit of a snippet what I really have found to be the way businesses succeed. You know, what are the four things that they need to be aware of? And you're probably going, four? I've got 20, 30, I'm working on 50. But really, it comes down to four things. First of all, getting clarity. So today we're going to talk a lot about clarity. Clarity in your business. And so how are you clear? Do you have a direction, goals, all that kind of stuff? The second one is what are the systems that are supporting you moving forward, your business growing? You know, what are the systems that are supporting how you're delivering on the client and the customer experience? And then the third success piece is growth. Without growth, you're dying. I actually believe that standing still in terms of revenues and profits is an illusion. Because as your revenues aren't growing, your competitors are getting stronger, more agile, smarter. Maybe they're investing more in technology. And so you're either growing or you're dying. That's the bottom line. And then the fourth one is the one often that gets forgotten, and that is making sure that you focus on the leadership pieces. So, you know, what are the marching orders for your team? Even if you have a small team or almost no team, you know, you've got people that are assisting you in your business, even if you're subcontracting some things out. What are those leadership pieces that need to be in place so that you're successful? So today we're going to focus only on clarity, going to talk a lot about clarity. And so why would you even care? Why is it important to have clarity? Well, I can tell you, I have a friend of mine who's run several CEOs, large corporations here in Canada. And he said to me a while back, he said, if you don't know how you're going to get there, you're never going to get there. Let me repeat that. He said, if you don't know how you're going to get there, you will never get there. And so that's a pretty profound statement for a guy that's walked into many corporations where he didn't even know the industry, didn't know who his executive team was, or really kind of had an idea on the company, obviously. He'd done some homework and gone through the interview process. But he walked in often not knowing what he didn't know. He often walked in not knowing how he was even going to turn things around. But what he did do is ask a lot of great questions, figure it out, and then from there he started to make the changes, drive the new initiatives so that the businesses turned around. So you need clarity. You have to have clarity. Without clarity, how do you even know where you're going and how you're going to get there or when you've arrived, so to speak? So, you know, that's why clarity, I find, is one of those foundational pieces of the puzzle. You know, I said there's four success pieces. This is the foundational piece. You know, so when we're looking at how we're gonna move forward, you know, how are you gonna get there? What steps do you need to take? You know, do you have the right team? How do you attract the right team? You notice I didn't say hire. You know, how do you support that team? How do you support the clients and the customers you have? What are they looking for? What kind of strategic relationships do you have to move the business forward? And what influencers can you count on that can help you and assist you in opening some doors? So let me give you some examples. So we're going to take this step by step today. There's a lot of great questions I'm going to ask. So I'm hoping that you're not in your car. And if you are, you know, come back and re-listen to this, because you want to actually write some of these questions down and answer them, because they are the questions that I ask my clients when I walk into organizations as their business and their executive coach and help them with their business challenges. So these questions are important. Let's take them one step at a time. So I talked about having the right team. Well, how do you attract the right team? And I didn't say hire. You see, who you are, or if you're a small company, it's who you are, because you are the company. But if you're a larger corporation, what does the corporation stand for? Right? And, you know, even when we look at myself with my own executive coaching practice, you know, at Sonic Coaching, I just hired a new assistant a while ago. She's been with me maybe about a half a year now. And I attracted Tia. I didn't hire Tia. Yes, we ran the ads and we had applicants and we did interviews and had some wonderful people that applied. However, in the end, it was more of an attraction that landed me my current assistant. You see, she had three other job offers at the same time as mine. So why would she work with me versus the other three? Well, she liked, first of all, that you know, I was talking about growth. You know, we were talking about how we're going to expand the company and some of the strategies that we were executing on and some of the things that we'd done in the past already that to put that foundational piece in place. She also really liked, you know, that I had some systems and structure in place. You know, it wasn't just somewhere she was coming and it was, you know, fly by the seat of our pants. No, we do things in a very systemized, structured way. We had processes in place. We had infrastructure and technology to support those processes. And then in the end, it was also about the relationship. And so where she came from was a former client of mine who spoke extremely highly of the time that we coached together. And so that client said, yeah, Oliver was an excellent coach. And so, you know, was really selling me before Tia even met me. So those are just some of the things you want to think about. Like, how are you attracting the right team? It's not just about an interview process. It's about, what does your company stand for? Why would I even want to go work for you guys? You know, millennials are a great example of that. And we've had a show in the past to talk about the five generations in the workplace. But millennials don't just want to join a company to help the company make more money. That's not enough of a motivator, and good for them. You know, they want to know what the purpose and the meaning of the company is. Are they making a difference and having an impact and all those things? And you know, what's the plan in terms of their involvement? So, you know, you really want to start thinking about how you're going to attract the right team. Now, how do you have the right strategic partners? Do you have the right strategic relationships? It's not an accident that my office is in the exact same space. We share office space as a mid-size accounting firm. And so we're constantly referring clients back and forth. You know, an accounting firm knows when a client needs help, when they're struggling, when maybe something shifted in their business where they could use some coaching. And at the same time, I'm helping my clients grow their profitability, grow their revenues, manage their expenses, among, you know, dozens of other things. And so I know when they don't have great bookkeeping in place. I know when they don't have, you know, great accounting assistance or great tax planning. And I see that with clients, so I'm referring over. So what kind of strategic relationships can you form? You know, it's all about the strategic relationships in terms of more rapid growth. You know, when we look at large corporations, they're constantly having to put those relationships in place. You know, we look at, even if we look at a company like Apple, Apple has Apple in the vehicles now. So Apple CarPlay is available in many of the manufacturers. Well, that's a strategic relationship, because if you have that relationship, then the phone connects better and people are going to want to, you know, they're going to buy that car knowing that their phone's going to work well and everything's going to communicate. You know, also, what influencers can open doors for you? I chair a couple of CEO roundtables, a couple of forums here in Calgary. And I can tell you that I could phone a chief executive officer of a major corporation dozens of times. That's assuming I can even get past their gatekeeper, which is often their executive assistant, right? So even if I left a bunch of messages and sent an email, I can promise you that the likelihood of them even talking to me is almost zero, right? So when we're talking about trying to add members to our CEO groups, I need introductions, right? So who are the influencers that I know maybe in that industry? So if I'm looking for somebody from, let's say, the construction industry, who in that industry would have relationships that I can possibly have a conversation with, get a warm introduction, and then from there be able to actually have a conversation with somebody? You know, so who are the influencers in your business? What's your point of difference? This is critical. You know, in fact, I just got invited yesterday to a breakfast, kind of a little bit of a breakfast group meeting tomorrow morning. And I can tell you that one of the questions they said is, you know, be prepared to tell everyone in the group what your point of difference is relative to your competitors. Well, you better be darn clear on what your point of difference is. And it can't be you have the best product or service, because everybody says that. And so for me, if people say, well, what's your point of difference? Well, I can tell them what my point of difference. You know, first of all, I'm the only executive coach business and executive coach in the city of Calgary, that not only have I worked in over four dozen different industries assisting clients with their businesses, but I'm also the one who chairs a couple of CEO roundtables here in the city with some of the largest corporations in the city. And so I know what they're thinking and planning long before everybody else even hears about it. And so therefore I can guide and coach my clients better. You know, there's a couple of significant points of differences. And if that isn't enough, there's some great coaches out there. But I'm also the only coach I know of that has over 25 years of business turnaround experience. I'm the guy they used to bring into the corporations to help fix them and turn them around. I don't just have the business experience. I'm the guy that went in and cleaned up the messes. So when you add all that together, it would be very difficult for somebody to find somebody with as many unique differences as I do. So how are you different? You want to ask yourself that in the potential minds or in the minds of your potential clients. And so that's one of the key questions. How are you different? How can you describe it? I remember going to an event a number of years ago and I asked the person, you know, how their business is different and what their business was. And after asking them three different times to explain their business, I just didn't get it. And I'm pretty smart. I've worked in a lot of industries and a lot of businesses, but I didn't know what the man was talking about. Well, I'm sorry, but if you can't succinctly tell me what you do in a minute or less, especially if I first meet you, I'm probably moving on. I'm bored, right? In fact, I say often, if you can do this in 15 to 30 seconds, let's say you're on an elevator ride to a few floors up, you want to be able to succinctly say something so they're curious enough to step off the elevator with you. And so that's something you really want to give some thought to. You know, and then let's talk about targeting. You know, getting clarity means who is your target client? You know, I did some work with an accounting firm a number of years ago around their targeting. And they realized very, very quickly what their ideal client was, and that their ideal client, and I'm talking about their perfect client, this is their dream client. This is the client that pays the bill on time, runs a profitable business, and they realized their ideal client also takes what we would consider some kind of an exotic or warm vacation every year. So they actually have some balance in their lives. Like that was a dream client for this accounting firm. And so that made targeting a lot easier versus all the other accounting firms out there that are just kind of targeting anybody who has a business. Well, pretty tough to target everybody, but really, really easy to start targeting when you know that your clients like warm vacations. So those are just some of the things that I want you to think about. You know, one of the key things as well is, do you have some kind of a business plan in place? And I'm not talking about that 30-page document that goes in a drawer somewhere. Now, if you're looking to raise some capital, do some financing, you absolutely have to put a proper, and it may even be more than 30 pages together in terms of a business, marketing plan, strategy, vision for the future. All of that has to be part of that business plan. What I'm really talking about is a business plan that's more of an execution plan. As I said, I chair a round table for two groups here in Calgary with some of the largest corporations. Some of these companies, you know, yes, they have budgets in place and they have financial plans and targets and all that, but they often, I've seen them run on one-page plans. They literally, you know, digest everything, drill it down to a few items on a one-page plan, and that's what they execute on, right? And that's their strategy for the entire year. And so what's, you know, if you don't want to get it down to one page, but, you know, bring it to 2-3 pages where it's something worthwhile, something you can pin up on a wall, something that you can look at regularly, and something that's not going to go in a drawer that's 30 to 50 pages long you're never going to look at. And so those are all really important things that you want to start thinking about. And so when we're talking about clarity, it's really about getting clarity in all areas of your business. I'm not necessarily saying you have to go deep at this phase, but you need to go broad and look at every single piece from how's the operation running? How's your customer service? What's your point of difference? What kind of team do you have in place, whether it's employees or people that you hire or hire as subcontractors or people that you actually, you know, send some work out to, whether it's your marketing, maybe you have an external company that does the marketing or an external person. Those are all things that you want to start considering around clarity. So we're going to take a minute, just take a break here. And, you know, when we're back from the break, stay with me, because we're going to start talking about some of the things you want to identify in the business as you're getting that clarity. We'll be right back.
Propelling your business to new heights is easier than you think. Sonic Breakthrough Coaching can help provide the right tools you need to get there. Sonic Breakthrough Coaching works with business owners to improve both team and financial performance. And with a proven track record of successfully helping owners and leaders turn around negative performance and morale and soar sales and profit performance to new levels. The time is now. Sonic Breakthrough Coaching, helping good businesses break through to great. Visit soniccoaching.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Ask the Coach. I'm your host, Oliver Baesner. We're talking about the four success pieces to every business. If you just joined us, the four success pieces to every business really comes down to these four are clarity. So getting clarity on the business in all areas, systems, having the systems and the structure and the support so that you're effectively growing the business. Then that leads us right into growth, right? Which is, what are you doing for growth? Well, the marketing, the sales, some of those strategies around growth, and that takes us to leadership. And so what are those leadership pieces? That's the fourth success piece that help everything kind of continue to flow and drive together like a well-oiled machine. And so I wanted to talk a little bit now on identifying the areas you want to kind of, you know, really focus on when you're getting that clarity. So first of all, let's talk about identifying your areas of excellence. What are you truly excellent at? You know, is it you're excellent at your craft in terms of the product or the service that you deliver? Are you excellent at customer service and looking after the client? Are you excellent at after sales service? Are you excellent at all of those things? Where are you more excellent than your competitor? And where are you more painful to do business with? Now, that's a question you really want to ask yourself, and you're not going to know that unless you actually understand your competition. You know, it's amazing to me how many times I've gone into companies where they just assume they know their competition, but they've really never gone out and done any real evaluation, any real kind of digging on the competitor. I can tell you when I worked for large corporations in the past, you know, one in specifically that was more in the tech industry, you know, we had an entire department working on understanding our competition and, you know, call it espionage, call it whatever you want. It was all legal what we were doing, but we had people out in the field, out on the ground level, you know, talking to customers, figuring out how our competitors were different, what we were doing to actually master our excellence and not be painful to do business with. What are you doing, right? What are you doing well? And where are you painful to do business with? So that's one of the areas I want you to identify. You know, it's a very, very critical area. You know, I can tell you that in my early 20s, you know, and so that was over 30 years ago. And in my early 20s, I could walk into, and I was in the retail industry. So I worked for some of the largest corporations over those years here in Canada. I was able to walk into a retail location and identify their non-areas of excellence. I would know what was wrong. I just had the instinct. I knew that if I, you know, we changed this, we tweaked this, we moved these people around, we made a change here, and we adjusted, you know, how things were presented to the customer, we maybe changed how we were communicating to our customers, that all of a sudden things would turn around. So I very quickly had this ability to identify what needed to improve. And even with my clients today, through questioning, through sometimes getting a site tour of their location, I can often identify where they're not performing up to excellence and where the opportunities are for improvement and for growth. And so when we're looking at areas of excellence, we have to kind of look at the other side as well. And what are the constraints? So what's holding you back? I have to identify those. What are those critical constraints that are not allowing you to move forward? Think of it like an hourglass. We've all seen kind of the hourglass or an egg timer of some kind where, you know, you flip it over and then, you know, the little sand in the hourglass kind of comes through a tiny hole and 5 minutes later it's at the bottom, right? So, you know, you could be doing really well and your business is like the top of that hourglass. You've got, you know, your systems and your structure, and you know, you've identified your areas of excellence and you're doing really well in the business in terms of having all that identified, but there's this constraint, there's this squeeze that happens like in an hourglass where you can only move as quickly as the speed of that squeeze, so to speak. And so what do you need to do to widen that out? What do you need to do to remove that constraint? That's what you want to ask yourself, because that's important. And as you remove that constraint, you know, maybe the constraint is you. Right? Maybe you're just, you're micromanaging, or you're just controlling way too many things, or you have too many direct reports. But if you're the constraint, then what do you need to do to fix it? And so as soon as you remove that constraint, things start to flow a little bit better through that hourglass because you've widened the tight spot of the hourglass. And here's the interesting thing. As soon as you remove that constraint, in all likelihood, another constraint will show up. So that's something else you want to think about is the constraint's gone. So what's the next constraint? And what's the next constraint? You see, if you can start removing the roadblocks to success, you're going to find that success isn't as elusive or as difficult as you thought it might be. Now, I want to talk a little bit about understanding your competition some more. We talked a little bit about it. I brought it up, you know, prior to the break, but you have to understand your competition. You know, not just think you understand your competition. As I said, you know, one corporation I worked for, we had an entire department dedicated to constantly understanding the competition, watching their innovation, you know, looking at where, or predicting even where they were going to be, you know, making their next move, their next introduction into the marketplace, so we could be ready when that happened, and maybe we could even be there before they were. You know, I worked with a chiropractor. This was a number of years ago. It was a chiropractic clinic, and you know, the one thing they didn't really know was their competition. You know, they weren't even sure if in their marketplace, you know, they were the right price point. And so I had them do a little bit of market intelligence, right? Like, literally, I said, take your cell phone or give it to one of your staff and have them start phoning around and let's get some pricing. Let's find out what it costs to get an intake done, you know, with that chiropractic clinic. You know, what other services and products, you know, things like pillows and you know, those foam rolls that you can roll out on. What are all the different products they had available? What were the complementary services? Was there massage available? Was there acupuncture available? Was there a physio in that chiropractic clinic? You know, was that chiropractic clinic in a medical clinic where there was a bunch of medical doctors? And so I really wanted them to understand their competition. And they realized that they were pretty much the lowest in the marketplace in terms of pricing. They had some opportunities to tweak their product offering and their service offering. And so, you know, they made a bunch of those changes and their clinic just took off and actually did well while the industry had significant challenges because there was changes in some of the government regulations. And so the industry at the time was down about 30%. My client was not down 30%, they were up. Now, I'm going to tell you, they were up 20, 30%. No, they weren't, but they were up in an industry that was down 30%. So you have to understand your competition. It's that important. You know, let's talk about brainstorming. You know, who do you get to bounce ideas off of? Who do you get to brainstorm with? Who do you get to even talk to? Because it's lonely at the top as a CEO and executive. It's lonely at the top as a business founder and owner. And so who are you talking to? Who are you able to converse with? And it can't be your competitors. You're not going to give away your trade secrets. And it usually can't be your team because really you don't want your team being all over the place because you're thinking about doing this and doing that. Let's go in this direction. Let's go in that direction. It'll drive your people crazy. And in fact, some of them will eventually just leave. They'll go, well, this company has no direction. I constantly don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. And so I'm going to go somewhere else where I feel a little bit more secure, grounded, whatever those words are that you want to use. And so who are you brainstorming with? You know, because even if you feel there's no way out, there's always a way. Let me repeat that. Even if you don't feel or think there's a way out of a situation you find yourself in, there is always a way. You just might not be able to come up with it. And so who are you talking to? Do you have somebody that you can talk to that you trust, a trusted advisor? Maybe it's somebody that's gone before you in a similar industry that's not a competitor. Do you have some kind of a coach that you can talk to? That, you know, often that's why I get hired, so that executives can not only have somebody they can talk to, but somebody that holds them accountable to their own goals and dreams. And so who do you have in terms of being able to brainstorm ideas, generate new thought, generate a new way forward? There's always a way, right? May not be the way you think, but I believe there's always a way. And so those are some things that are critical, important, that you want to start thinking about when it comes to clarity. And so from there, our next show is going to be all about the effectiveness. How are you effective? What are the systems that support that effectiveness? So make sure you listen to our show next week. And remember, we're soniccoaching.com. Find us on Facebook. You know, link to us on LinkedIn. We also have Ask the Coach, which is a group on our Facebook. And so, you know, definitely connect on Ask the Coach. Ask us any question you want. I'll personally respond on Ask the Coach. If it's a question that I think would be great for a show, we might even turn it into a show for you. So thanks for listening, everyone, and we will talk to you next week.